I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're going to bring this train to the station here and finish up our conversation about burgers. We'll get to toppings during this segment because I think it's a little bit of fun to have a burger bar.
Mm-hmm.
Before we do that, you had a couple things you wanted to cover.
Yeah. Well, I guess people have their own opinions on what their perfect burger looks like, tastes like, feels like, chews like, you know?
Right.
And the thing about the smash burger is you do kind of caramelize them. And that's something that a lot of people aren't used to referring to in terms of a burger. They're thinking of onions.
Right.
But you're actually doing that same thing to meat when you compress it and you force it on a high heat for a short period of time. And since you're smashing them, it only takes like 2 minutes on each side.
Right. I think that worth mentioning again is that you, if you want to make good smash burgers, because that caramelization takes moisture and in the form of fat, melting fat is what caramelized on those. So you need a fattier grind. I know that a lot of people think, well, I want to buy the 95.5 because that's the best stuff for me. Maybe.
Or ground round.
Right. Yeah, maybe. But if you want a good smash burger, you know, 80-20 at a minimum,
yeah. Yep.
Maybe 75-25, and you're going to find when that fat renders, it's going to caramelize that meat, and that's the texture and the flavor that you want of a smash burger.
And if you don't have a flat top, but you have a grill,
yeah,
you can just get a big griddle. I have a big steel griddle I bought for camping. That fits right on top of my
yep.
grill beautifully.
Yep.
And that's actually a great way to do griddle type cooking on your grill.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
You don't have to go out and spend $600 to do this.
Right.
So the sequence of things is going to determine what the texture of that meat is. So if you're doing like I do and you just cut your tube into quarters, lightly press it down, put it on the griddle, that sequence is going to say, I'm going to go with a lower heat. I'm going to season it. I'm going to put it right over the fire, and I'm going to let it cook at sort of, I might call a natural pace.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to give you a certain texture. And that's what I'm used to.
Right.
Which is why I've always sort of hesitated or pushed off the whole smash burger concept, because I like a nice tender burger, not falling apart, but I don't want it to be a little bit tough or a little chewy. I want it to come out. In it's my expectation. I'm cooking for me.
Right.
And if you like what I cook, you like that same sort of concept. So when you go with something more like a smash burger, then you're going to caramelize the bottom. It's going to be thinner. You're going to cook it fast and furious. You're going to go side to side, and you throw your cheese on it. You stack them up. Build away.
So I've got a point that I want to make regarding cooking the burgers, traditional burgers. We've smashed the smash burger. We're done with that for now. But a regular burger,
are we?
A regular burger that's thicker, whether you make them thinner in the middle or not, whatever, that's up to you. Flipping the burger, you need to wait until the burger releases from the grate.
And why is it releasing?
Because it's cooking.
It's caramelizing.
Right. and it's firming up. I know that everybody listening here has flipped their burger too early and it breaks apart. And then you're like, oh, man.
Yeah.
That sucks.
That one's mine.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Eat your own mistakes. But the thing is this just touch the edge of it with the spatula or if you're flipping them with tongs or whatever. And if it doesn't move easily, leave it there. Because once it gets ready to be flipped, it will release itself from the grill surface because of the fat that came out. But otherwise it sticks because I preheat my grill before I put my burgers on, right? So when my burger's usually room temperature or close to it. I don't put cold burger on my grill. It cooks better if it's at room temperature. It cooks more even. But once I hit it on there, it's going to have a natural tendency to stick a little bit before it gets cooked. And you want that cooking to come to the temperature. And that's how I know when to flip, is that you just touch it with the tongs or with a spatula if you're doing that. And if it slides a little bit on your grill, time to flip. If it's still sticking there, let it cook another few minutes, seconds, 30 seconds, whatever. Keep testing it because they won't fall apart if you're flipping them at the right time.
That's what she said.
Right.
So I want to go to charcoal because old school.
Yep.
So I have a couple of different ways to do charcoal, but my favorite is my Cajun grill from T-Gid. And it's a big, long, elevated coal bed deal. But I also have to buy lump charcoal. And you're just burning up something you just spent $20-$30 for. So you want to be kind of careful with
that. That being the lump charcoal.
Yeah. Yeah. So the older I get, the more frugal I am. And I like to try and learn how to conserve things. And a little bit of that goes a long way. So if I'm doing burgers sometimes on my Cajun, I'll do indirect for a while. And I'll just put a little bit of charcoal on there. And while that thing is building, it's actually smoking. So mm-hmm. I'll have my lump charcoal on one end, and I'll put my starter in it, and it'll get going. But it's not really to where I want it, but it's creating heat and smoke. So I'll set my patties on the other end, close the lid, and give it about 25 minutes and let that charcoal get up to steam. And in the meantime, that raw meat has been absorbing some wonderful smoke. If it's good charcoal.
Right.
It's got to be good charcoal. And then at that point, then I'll move them over. I'll usually have that grate off the grill, and I'll just take my stick and I'll spread my coals out. I'll raise the coal bed, and I'll put the grates back on and slide, or I'll just lift that grate up and put it over to that side, which is really nice if you have a dual grate grill. I don't know how popular
those
are.
What you're doing is you're moving your burgers over top of the heat.
Without flipping them.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then they can just start cooking, and they've now smoked for 25 minutes. It's just a nice little touch. And you talk about patina or savory, these different things we use, words we use to describe flavor, taste, smell. That kind of maximizes that investment in charcoal you made.
Right.
And it simplifies my process.
Well, and here's the other thing with lump charcoal. It's hardwood. There's no additives. There's no clay. There's like there are in briquettes. Not all of them, but most briquettes are made with the binder that really isn't something.
It's clay.
Yeah, that you want to cook
over.
But
here's the thing is the biggest brand out there sprays their molds with borax.
Yeah, exactly.
And I didn't want to believe that until, you know, I saw a breakdown online on it. And it actually
lets them release out of the briquette maker.
Yeah,
right?
The molds.
Right.
So the first time I recognized it, you and I were doing an event somewhere, and all they brought us was that brand.
Right.
And I was just devastated. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'll use it. And I'm like swearing at church. And I opened up the burn chamber, and the first big waft of exhaust that came off of that like burnt my eyes. It was like a smell I didn't recognize. It's like, what is going on in here? That's what you're putting in your food.
Right.
All those additives, 50% of that briquette is not hardwood.
Right. Right. So the hardwood charcoal is just that. It's called lump. Takes a little bit longer to get it going, and it burns probably 40% hotter than the regular briquettes that you may be using. But once you learn how to use that, two things: you're going to get a better even heat. Once it gets going, it burns at a even temperature. But secondly, if you are done with your cook, you can shut the air off on the bottom of your charcoal grill and shut the air off on the top and snuff it out, and then you can relight it again the next time. You're never going to be able to do that with a briquette. You light it one time and it's kind of one and done, where this lump charcoal, because it is more expensive.
And you know, there are certain things. There are like that South American grill I've got. I do use briquettes on that because they're so close to the grate that I can't burn lump. It'll burn everything I try and cook.
Right. Yep.
So listen, I hope that you found this interesting, because we are passionate about all sorts of foods, but we wanted to do a deep dive into burgers just because that's probably the number one food in America, or tacos, or pizza.
Right.
But for right now, we wanted to cover burgers.
For a Grilling Guys burger, yeah.
Check us out on Facebook. It's The Grilling Guys on Facebook. And if you want to post any pictures on there, give us a like. We've been sitting at 3,000 for 10 years. We don't promote it,
right?
But we should, and we need to start posting more of our food pictures. But We also will post your pictures if you want to send them to us.
Heck yeah, man.
So you hit the grillingguys.com and send your photos in. It's better than adding them to the Facebook page because we're administrators and we can get them up and prominent up on top.
Yeah, awesome. Well, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. The season is here. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, create some grill envy in your neighborhood because it's grilling season. And we'll talk with you next week.
And go to your podcast app on your phone and punch in The Grilling Guys. We'll send you to the show.
All right. See you next week.
See ya.